Now, we're still in the middle. Abaye brings a raya to what he's saying. Abaye will prove it, like his last part, that Remei is the one that holds Loi Chashin Lamisa, and Yabud is the one that says Chashin Lamisa. Not like we learned until now. But now Abaye is proving himself, like he says, the Psham, the Mishnah, and Gidin, he's going to prove it now. The Tanya, we learned a famous halacha like this. Halakeyach Yain Ben Akusim. If somebody buys wine off a kusi, the Rashi says it means Kerdim Akzera. But even though the Gemara in Chulim says that the Rabbanim made Akzera with a kusim Abalacha like a goy, and therefore you're not allowed to drink their wine, and here, how can you buy wine from a kusi? A kusi is somebody that's not Makabal Teresh about Pair. So here we're talking about Kerdim Akzera. Before the Rabbanim made them for a goy, so they were called regular Yisrael, you're allowed to drink their wine. And Tay says, we're talking about Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashos, that, or else, Rashi says here also, we're talking about a case that you bought the wine, and you want to drink it now on Shabbos. But you have to be mafra Truma Samaisus. You have to first take off the Truma Samaisus before you can drink it. You bought the wine in Eretz Yisrael. The Mestama, the Kusi, didn't take off Truma Samaisus. So you have to take it off now. So what's the question, Rashi says, that you don't have any Kalim with you. All the other utensils you have are tummy right now. You can't take, you have this one jar here of 100 lugim, you can't pour off and say, this is going to be truma. You have nowhere to pour it. You can't pour it into a tomatic kli, because you're not allowed to make truma tameya. So you're stuck. What can you do right now? And I tell you, says there is Shabbos, you want to make off, that you want to take the truma semaisis right now? Well, it's on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off truma semaisis. So you want to do it right now, fast, on Ben Hashemashas. So what's the yetzir? You don't have any kelim with you right now. So the din is, oimer, you're allowed to say, that Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef Lahafrish, that tomorrow, next day, whenever I get my Kalim, and then I'm going to pour off 2 Lugim. In other words, I have a big barrel here of 100 Lugim of wine. So Truma is 1/50. So you want to take off 2 Lugim for Truma. So you say right now, tomorrow, the next day, whenever I'm going to pour off 2 Lugim, they should be Chal right now Truma. It's in this big barrel right now, 2 Lugim is Truma. Asara Maestrishin. 10 lugim here in this barrel should be maiserishin, and I'll separate it tomorrow or the next day. Tisha maiserishin. 9 lugim should be separated for maiserishin. Now the loch of maiserishin is umechel. You could be mechalit. The maiserishin, the loch is, you could be paid the maiserishin onto money. You could say, I want the kedushas maiserishin to go off the wine and go onto my money. So if you have money in your house, you could be mechalit right now. Like the best assumed, as much as you could do, do it right now. So the Maestri Sheni you could take care of right now, Semele Yemechel. And Vesheis Miyad, you're allowed to drink the wine right now. Diva Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. In other words, like we'll see later on in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir holds from Breira. If you hold from Yisrael to Breira, that means when you separate it tomorrow and you took out the last, like the 2 Lugim, and say those 2 Lugim are Truma, so what you separate tomorrow, it's Huvra Dovel Mafrei, as if to say today, those 2 Lugim are going to be the Truma. So the wine you're drinking today, that for sure is not the Truma. That's called Breira. Even though right now it's all a Suffolk here, we don't know which 2 Lugim in this big barrel is Truma and which is not. You just said 2 Lugim here is Truma. We don't know which 2. So how can you drink from it today? The Torah said Yisemech on Breira. Yisemech that tomorrow when you separate and choose which 2 should be the Truma, it's as if right now it's Huvra, it's separated right now, that those 2 Lugim you're going to do tomorrow is the Truma. Samela, whatever you're drinking today is not the Truma, because that's not the wine you're going to separate tomorrow. The wine you're going to separate tomorrow is the leftover wine here. So you hold from Breira, it's okay. That's Rameya Shita. Rameya says, Mel, right now you're allowed to drink the wine, even though really there's some Truma here that you're not allowed to, and there's some Maestrishin. But so what? You have a right to say what I'm drinking now is not the Maestrishin. It's not the Truma. Where is it? That's the leftover wine at the end, that tomorrow when I separate, do the Maisa Breira, tomorrow, that's going to be the Truma. That's how Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Eisen, they all say no, nothing doing, you can't make such a frush like this, it's no good. And the reason is why, Rashi Eisen, the Arminim we say, Gzeira Shem Yibokanoi, they're afraid maybe the barrel will break by tomorrow. For La Yovla De Breira, and tomorrow you'll never have the wine around to separate, to take out the 2 lugim for Truma. Veninsa comes out, Chesa Tolim, comes out that yesterday, when you drank the wine, the Truma was not even Chal. So therefore those things are like Tevel. Because the whole part of Truma is, that right now you have the barrel of 100 lugim. And you're only saying in your mind, that whatever I be mafresh tomorrow, should be Truma. That's only if you do a Maisa Prasha tomorrow, if the barrel is still around, tomorrow. And there's still wine here. You pour off the truma tomorrow. So he said what you did tomorrow helps for right now. But let's say by tomorrow the whole barrel broke and the wine spilled out. So when it comes tomorrow, you're not going to do a ma'isa prosha. You're not separating the truma. So there's nothing doing. You can't say today when you drank the wine, we look as if the truma is separated. There's nothing doing. You never made a separation the next day. So if you're afraid that the barrel will break, then you're not allowed to drink the wine right now. Because you can't be certain to say that tomorrow you're going to separate the wine and ask an help for now. Maybe the barrel won't be here tomorrow. So that's a Yehudi Shita. So in other words, this is daima to the case of Shema Yomus. We're afraid like maybe the barrel will die. That's a Yehudi Shita. This is what Abai himself says. Abai from the Gemara Gittin says, how to steer in the Gemara Gittin. So Abai says, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, I'm afraid maybe the husband will die. Where's my raya? Where's my proof? Rabbi Yehuda holds that. From this thing here. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't drink the wine today and be saimach on that tomorrow you'll be mafashit. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm afraid maybe the barrel will break. And that's daimah, you're afraid it will die. So Rabbi Yehuda says you are afraid maybe it will die, the barrel will break. That's why this price that says that the husband goes away, the wife cannot eat truma right away, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're afraid maybe he'll die right away. My Shane Kane, the first Mishnah that says, we're not afraid the husband dies, that goes according to Rabbi Meir here, that says by the Safrosh Truma, yes, you're allowed to drink the wine right now. Because you don't have to be afraid the barrel is going to break tomorrow. No, I'm not afraid the barrel will die. The barrel is here today, the barrel will be around tomorrow, and tomorrow for sure I'm going to pour off two lugim, and those lugim will be Truma. So mainly it's like chal, that those are the two lugim of Truma, and what you're drinking today is not called Truma. So mainly this is the theory in Abaya. How can Abaya say by us? The machlokes is if you use an animal for the wall of a sukkah. That's where Meir says, v'chashin lemisa, that's where Meir shita. Abai himself just got finished proving that Remeir shita here, by Akrosha Trumers, we're not afraid the barrel will break. And who are then? We're not afraid the husband will die. So you see, Remeir shita is, we're not afraid something will die. So if so, why does Remeir say, you can't use an animal for the wall of a sukkah? Like a zakasha and abaya, steer and abaya. So Gemara answers that Echnami Epoch. Change around the way Abaya, what Abaya said. Know what? Rav Meir is Chayshin Lemisa. Rav Meir is the one that is Chayish Lemisa. Rav Yehuda Lechayish Lemisa. In other words, when Abaya went to answer the Steve in the Gemara and Gittin, say Abaya changed like this. That Abaya still holds the way he said in our Gemara and Sukkah here. That Rav Meir is the one that says Chayshin Lemisa. That's what Rav Meir says, you can't use an animal for the wall of a sukkah. We're afraid maybe it's going to die. So then, that's what the second brayta says. We're afraid the husband is going to die. That goes according to Rav Meir. In other words, change around the second Abaya, what he said. That Rav Meir attack is the one that says we're afraid he's going to die. Therefore, the second brayta says that wife is not allowed to eat truma, goes according to Rav Meir. He says, Epa, Rav Meir chashin lemisa. The second brayta that says that we're afraid the husband is going to die, therefore the wife cannot eat truma right now, goes according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda lechayish lemisa. Mashenka, the first Mishnah that says that Abbas Yisrael, this is Lekayim, and the husband went away, that we're not afraid he's dead, that she's allowed to eat truma, that goes according to Rav Yehuda Shita. That Rav Yehuda is lechashin lemisa. Just like Rav Yehuda says by Sukkah here, Rav Yehuda Shita is, you're allowed to use an animal for the wall of the Sukkah. Because we're not afraid the animal will die. So far we answer the steer in Abaya. There's no steer in Abaya now. Abaya says the same thing twice. That Rav Meir is chashin and lemisa. We are afraid he'll die. The animal will die. Mashenke and Rav Yehuda, no, we're not afraid the wall will cave in. The animal will die. We're not afraid the husband will die. So we answered Abaya. We're the Gemara about Koponim. This is what Abaya says. And now the Tanya. Abaya proves himself. In other words, we're changing around what Abaya said. Abaya is answering the theory of the Gemara in Gittin, and he proves that Rav Meir is the one that says, I am Cheshish Lemisa. What's my Raya? Abaya says, the Tanya. Like now, Gemara. Ois osa lebeim adayf in the sukkah. If somebody uses the animal to be the wool for a sukkah, is Rav Meir place? Rav Meir says it's no good. We have Yehuda Mach, Rav Yehuda says, yes, it is good. And why? Because Rav Meir is afraid maybe the animal will die. So you see, Rav Meir holds Cheshish Lemisa. That's why the animal, the sukkah, is no good. And Rav Yehuda says, no, we're not afraid the animal will die. Therefore, the Mishnah that says the husband, we're not afraid he'll die, goes according to Rav Yehuda. And the other din that says we are afraid the husband will die, goes according to Rav Meir. So now there's no steer now in Abaya. But for the Gemara, though, Kasha the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir. But now before we have a steer in Rav Meir's halacha. from this last halacha of truma. Like, this din is still true. Rav Meir still says here that you're allowed to drink the truma right now. So the question is, if Rav Meir is afraid, Lemisa, Rav Meir is afraid the animal will die. Rav Meir is afraid when the husband went on a trip, maybe he's dead. So here also, how does Rav Meir say now, if you have your whole barrel of wine right now, and you're saying that tomorrow I'm going to be mafris the truma? So maybe you have a right to drink the wine right now. Of course, you say for sure tomorrow he's going to separate the wine. Why aren't you afraid? Maybe the wine will break, the barrel will break, and there won't be any wine around tomorrow. Why aren't you chashed lemisa? It's a steer in Rameya. If you tell him in Rameya holds yes, we are chashed lemisa, so how can he say here, we're not afraid, the barrel will break? So my answer is no kasha. Omalach Rameya, Rameya says like this. Nisa shchicha. Yes, I'm afraid a man will die. I'm afraid an animal will die. Everybody say falamus. Maybe they'll die. It could happen. They'll die now. Mashenken b'kiyas hanoid lo shchicha. But for a barrel of wine to bust, to break, that's not shchicha. That's not probable to happen. You know why? Ef should the moslem l'shemer. In other words, you could watch it. Be very careful with it. It doesn't have to die. It doesn't have a neshoma to say the malach mobiles take away its neshoma. Does something have to happen for it to break? But if you're going to watch it, put away, lock it up in a good place, there's no reason to say it's going to break. Therefore, a barrel to break, it's not shchiach. Watch it, make somebody a shema there. Therefore, you're allowed to drink the wine right now, because we have a right to say 100% tomorrow, you'll be mafrish, pour off the two lugim for truma, and that's the truma. So it came out, what you drank today was only a chulin and nothing wrong. So that's a teres to Rav Meir. So the more the good of a kasha Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, but I have a theory on Rav Yehuda. Bayos Rav Yehuda says, we're not chashin lemisa. We're not afraid the husband's going to die. We're not afraid the animal's going to die. Therefore, you're allowed to put the schach on top of the animal. So, Bezoi, why does Rav Yehuda say here, you can't drink from the wine? What are you telling me? Because you're afraid maybe the barrel will die. Why are you afraid the barrel will die? If you're not afraid lemisa, so for sure you should not be afraid the barrel will die. But we just said, according to Rav Meir, you could watch the barrel. So it's less shchiach, it's less problem for the barrel to break than it is for the person to die. So if Yehuda says, I'm not afraid the person will die, he should not be afraid maybe the barrel will break. So Marzal Enachanami, time at Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum dechayish lepkiyas noin. That's not the reasoning why Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to drink this wine. It's not the pshat because he holds, I'm afraid maybe the barrel will break. No, Rabbi Yehuda has a different reason why he says, you can't drink from the wine right now. Ela mishum deles lebrera, bechlau. He does know from the whole Yisrael of Breira. Lemaisa, right now you have your barrel of wine that has inside it truma. Or it's tevel, I call it. You have a barrel of 100 lugamia. It's tevel. Now, what's your right to eat it? Because he's saying, I want two lugim to be truma, and I smach that tomorrow I'll be mafreshit. So they're separating tomorrow. You want him to say it helps for now. That's totally in Breira. We have Yehuda Shitvis. I don't know for this side of Breira. Right now, Lemaisa, you didn't separate it. Right now, it's tevel. Well, that's machlokes is showing him. First of all, ain't breira, so nothing is chal right now. It's not mish tevel. You're not allowed to drink the wine right now. You have tevel, you can't drink the wine. That's the Yehuda shita. Not because the Yehuda is afraid maybe the barrel will break. Even if the barrel does not break, and even if tomorrow you can separate the wine, tomorrow when you separate the wine, then you're allowed to drink the wine. But today you didn't separate the wine right now, you can't drink the wine. He does know from this new halacha breira to say, what I separate tomorrow helps as if it's separated today. That's where he does know from. Elam Yishum, the left leg breira. He doesn't know from all you say the breira. Rashi says, the filu ain't the nifka also. Even if the barrel does not break, still it's also. For the Gemara, is that true? For loichayish Rav Yehuda lepkiyas noid, is it true that Rav Yehuda is not afraid that the barrel will break? You want to say that's not the reasoning? I'll prove to you now that is the reasoning. That's Rav Yehuda's reason why he says it's no good here, because we're afraid maybe it's going to break, and then it's back to kasha. If Rav Yehuda is not afraid for a person to die, why should he be afraid maybe the barrel will break? For the more immediate Tony Sefer, since we learned the Sefer of this Mishnah here, of this halacha of Truma, that Ruloi the Rav Meir, the Chomim, in other words, Rav Yehuda, said back to Rav Meir that they had a question to Rav Meir. How could you, Rav Meir, say you're allowed to drink the wine right now? So Rav Yehuda said back to him, Iya Tomoida, Shemi Yiboka Anoid? Like, aren't you afraid? Why aren't you afraid? Maybe the barrel will break. Venimsa Zeshoisa Tfolu Lamafreya. As it'll come out right now that you're going to drink Tevel Lamafreya. That you're going to drink Tevel. So that's what the Yehuda answered back to Rameya. How could you, Rameya, say you're allowed to drink the wine right now? Because you'll tell me now for sure, tomorrow, I'll separate the wine and tomorrow make Truma. But right now, you didn't do it yet right now. So why aren't you afraid? Maybe the barrel will break and won't be able to do it tomorrow. That's what Yehuda said back to Remeya. The Yomalu, and what did Remeya answer back? Remeya answered back, Likashayabaka. In other words, don't tell me stories, maybe you'll break. If it'll break, then I'll talk about it. In other words, I'm not afraid it's going to break. That's what Remeya said back. I'm not afraid it's going to break. But Lechura, what did Rabbi Yehuda say back to Remeya? Rabbi Yehuda that argues and Remeya told him, why aren't you afraid maybe the barrel will break? So it's mashma, that's the proof here, that what's the reasoning? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's no good? Because Rabbi Yehuda is afraid maybe the barrel will break. So that's al kashem. If Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not afraid a person will die, an animal will die, why is Rabbi Yehuda afraid maybe the barrel will break? And the Gemara know. I'll tell you a hosom over there. Rabbi Yehuda de kioma le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is only questioning, saying back to Rabbi Meir. No, he says like this. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yehuda, myself. Lididi, according to me, myself. I have no question. Like, for sure, it's no good. You know why? Lest le Breira. I don't hold from the whole Yisrael of Breira. Midiraisa, we pass the name Breira. I don't hold from Breira. I, even if you tell me now, like Rabbi Yehuda says himself, on me, myself, I'm also Moida. I'm not afraid the barrel will break. I don't hold for Shema Yomis. I'm not afraid the barrel will break. But you know why I say you can't drink the wine right now? Because right now you didn't make off that fresh truma. You say you do it tomorrow. I don't know if that's Svara Breira. Tomorrow when you do it, it'll be good. But today you didn't do it yet. I don't say Huvra Dolam, I'm afraid. I don't say what you do tomorrow helps right now. That's my Svara. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But Rabbi Yehuda can't argue on Remeya, because I know Remeya Shita is, I do say Breira. So Rabbi Yehuda wants to argue on Remeya, he says like this to him. Elul Lidach, but according to you, Rabbi Meya, the Yesh Breira, grant you, I'll grant you that you hold Yesh Breira. So I can't argue on you, because you hold Yesh Breira. But still, Iyata Moida, aren't you, Rabbi Meya Moida, the Shem Yibokah Noid? And that was according to you, Rabbi Meya Shita, that all over Shas, you are afraid maybe a person will die. You are afraid maybe the animal will die. So why aren't you afraid here also? Maybe the barrel will die. Maybe the barrel will break. And if the barrel will break before you separate it, so you can't say Breira then. You never made a separation later to say that separation helps for now. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling back to Rabbi Meir. Not that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds he's afraid maybe he'll break. He himself is not afraid he'll break, because he's not afraid Lamisa. But he himself says it's no good because he'll say Breira. He's just saying back to you, Rabbi Meir, that you hold Yesh Breira, but since I see all over Shas you're afraid, Shemi Yomus, so why aren't you afraid here also? Maybe the barrel will break. And on Malay, Remei answered back, no, look at Shiboka. That's when it breaks. Like I said as far before, Remei holds, I'll watch the barrel very carefully. I'll give it over to a shomer. I'll be very careful with the barrel. I'll make sure it doesn't break. So over here, I'm not afraid it's going to break. And if I buy a person, you can't say I'm going to watch the person. You can't watch it from the Malachim Ovis. So there he's afraid maybe the person will die. Mashenk ain't by annoyed by the barrel. Here Remei Yeshitu is, look at Shiboka. I'm not afraid. When it breaks, then we'll talk. But calls the mind did not break, I'm not afraid it will break. So well, everything is okay then. Taka, there's no fear in Abaya that Remei is the one that says Chashin Lamisa. That's what Remei says by Yasa Sukkah, you can't make on top of an animal. We're afraid maybe he'll die. If the husband leaves, the wife can't eat truma. We're afraid maybe he's mace. That's what Abaya said, very good. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Le Chashin Lamisa. Therefore you could use an animal for the walls of the Sukkah. Therefore if the husband leaves, the wife is still allowed to eat truma. Why here does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't drink the wine right now? Not because of Shem Yibokah, because he doesn't know from Breira. And Remeya, he holds from Breira. Why isn't he afraid maybe the barrel will die? Let's say Shem Yomus. That's Remeya's story here. You can give it over to a watchman. You make a shame, let somebody watch it, so you're not afraid they'll die or break. So therefore here, Remeya is not choshen. Remeya says you're allowed to drink the wine. Freddie Murray, now is it true? That Beloy Chai Shem Yudlamisa, is it true what you say now? That Rabbi Yehuda holds. We're not afraid, maybe a person will die, maybe the animal will die. Is that true? The Yotanan, we learned the Masechta Yuma. First Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isha Cheres Maskinen Loi. That 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol. And we also make a scan. We appoint the second Kohen Gadol to be ready. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda says, we also have to make a second wife for the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because Shema Thomas Ishtoi. We're afraid maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and then the Kohen Gadol can't do the Avodah. The Pasuk says, Vechipa Bado Yavad Beisai. Beisai Zui Ishtoi. That was the Gemara's Rosher in Yuma. That a Kohen Gadol can only do the Avodah on Yom Kippur if he has a wife. So if Yehuda is afraid maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and we don't have the Kohen Gadol. So there's Rabbi Yehuda says, prepare another wife before Yom Kippur. And that was the Gemara, the new one we had, the big Tanai, exactly how do you do it? Because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have two wives. So you have to make a Tanai that the Kedushin, make the Kedushin before Yom Kippur, only should be Chal only if the first one dies. If the first one dies, then the second one's Kedushin is Chal. I got to Tanai there with the get we had. So I call upon him, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're afraid maybe his wife will die. So what's the Sira? Here we're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is, you're allowed to use animals for the wall. We're not afraid the animal will die. If the husband goes away, the wife is allowed to eat truma. We're not afraid the husband died. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying, Masechta Yuma, you have to prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol, that we are afraid maybe his wife will die. And the Gemara is no Sira. But Yitma Allah, we learned on that din, Amar Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, Maila Osta Bekapura. They made a special extra mila, special chumra, something extra special, the get Yom Kippur. Drashi b'kaporo, b'kaporos Yom Kippurim. About the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, also by mila zu. They made a special halacha with Rabbanin. Shechoshesh ba b'midi l'chashinu b'yamam. Even though kol ha-terakulu, we're not afraid somebody will die, but here for the special kaporo of Yom Kippur, we want to be extra special careful. Therefore the Rabbanin said here, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur, we are afraid maybe she'll die. Mer says now, Dein leman diyoma shema Thomas. Whether we're afraid, maybe the animal will die. Dein leman diyoma shema tivruch. Whether you're afraid, maybe the animal will run away. Ove mediraisa mechitza malihi. But mediraisa do you tell him now it is a good mechitza. Of course, these are only swords in the rabbonim, maybe the animal will die. But mediraisa vada vidza kosher sukkah. For rabbonim knew the gozer, but rabbonim made exer to say, you're not yoitza sukkah this way, you're not yoitza lechi this way, it's no good for pastor b'royis this way. But the rabbonim, they said, these mechitzas are no good. You can't use an animal for a mechitza. Even though mediraisa is kosher, the rabbonim could be machmer and say it's no good. Elamiyata have a kash like this though. The Rabbi Meir titome mishum goylo. Rabbi Meir says the one halacha that he put an animal, with Rashi Shita, on top of the coffin, used for the cover of the coffin, it doesn't have a shame mechitza, it's not a covering, it doesn't have a shame goylo. And poshtet, this has to be midiraisa, because if midiraisa, like we want to say now, an animal could be a good mechitza, it's only midirabonin, so that midiraisa, when you put the animal on top of the coffin, or toisa sheet, to use the animal for the matseva, midiraisa is a din Torah, it has tumma on it, and if you touch it, it becomes tamei. So how could the rabbonin say, no, it's not called a mechitza, take away the tumma? The rabbonin can't be makel on the din Torah. If midiraisa that's called a good mechitza, it's called a good goylo, it is the covering for the urine, it has tumor on it, so how could the rabbanan say it's not tummy? Like, what's Pran Rameya? Why does Rameya say if you put an animal on top of the coffin, it doesn't have a tumor's goylo? Why not? If midiraisa it is good, how could the rabbanan say it doesn't have tumor? It's Mishloim in my sukkah, the rabbanan can say it's possible, the rabbanan can be machmir, say even though midiraisa it's a kosher sukkah, the rabbanan said don't use it. They can be machmir. But how could the rabbanan say there's no din tumor? That's the most kasha. For the Gemara, Ela Meyat L'Rameya Titami Mishum Gelo. Alom Matanan. How come we learned? We have Yehuda Matami Mishum Gelo. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is you put an animal on top of a coffin, on top of the mace. It has Tumas Gelo. That even though now it separates from the mace, you find the animal the cover by itself on the floor. It has Tuma. It's Tumas Oil, mamish like a mace. We have Yehuda Matari. Rabbi Yehuda says no, nothing doing. If you use an animal for the covering of the coffin, now you took the animal off the coffin and it's someplace else. It doesn't have tumas meis. The question is why not? It says mashrim midiraisa according to Rameya, it's not called a mechitza. So Gemara says Elo Omer Rav Acha of Rav Yaakov Kisav Rameya Meya Shitei Nechtam is a svar midiraisa. Kisav Rav Meya Meya holds kol mechitza shoy medes beruach ain a mechitza. Ain a mechitza standing up because it has a neshama, it has ruach, it has wind inside it, and it's living. That's not called a mechitza. If you have to come on to ruach to keep it up, it's not called a mechitza. Rashi says, and each of the army is something like this. Omer Rav Achor Rav Yaakov, Kisav Rav Meya, Kol mechitza sheina asuye b'day yodam, ain't a mechitza. Ain't a mechitza, it's not made b'day yodam, if a person didn't make it, that's not called a mechitza. That's a svar midiraisa even. Like this now, the psukkah is possible midiraisa. And that's why it's not called a girdle. It's not called a mechitza. Because you didn't make it. The animal is there. For the Imar Maibinai, what's the difference between these two lashonis? Whether it has ruach, if it has the wind holding it up, or whether it was made with the yodam. And the Imar Ikebinai, the yukma benoy tefuach. Let's say it took a flask that you blew it up, like a big balloon. You blew up a flask. So, and you're using that for the mechitza. Or using that for the covering of the mace. Leman diyama mechitza, that is bruach in a mechitza. The man diyama says a meyer shiter is a mechitza that's held up by wind is no good. So harei I medis bruach. Here's also what's no good. You can't use the balloon for a mechitza because the balloon is held up by the air. You blew the air into it. It's the air that's holding up the balloon. So therefore, it's also possible for mechitza. Ma'ashenkin leman diyama ainu asuib the yodim. The one that says the reason why an animal is no good because you did not make the mechitza. Over here, though, since you blew up the flask, is harei asuyi b'dayadim. Here it is called asuyi b'dayadim. So therefore, according to this man, the yomer, may be maida, you could use a flask for a mechitza. Yeah. But according to this tratachler, may you say midiraisa, you can't use a bal chayin animal for a mechitza. That's not called a mechitza. Mechitza has to be something you made, or else it does, it's not standing up, duch ruach. But if it's there ruach, that's not called a mechitza. Mechitza means it's a good separation. And not if it's there with wind, if you take away the wind, they'll die or plots. That's no good. Omama, before we learned, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Omru, they said over the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Af ain't kaisman all of Gitinoshim. You can't ride a get Isha, a get, you can't ride on an animal. But the more my time, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi Aglili? What's wrong? It's my time of the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What's wrong? Who are you riding a get on an animal? It's a good parchment. What's wrong? And the Gemara, the Tanya, we're not like this. The Pasuk says, safer. It says, write a safer krisis. Write a get. Is only yellow safer? You mean mamish maybe is safer as a trashy cloth. Maybe you have to use parchment for a get. I mean, now in the rabbis called over, how do I know you could use any type of material, even paper? You don't have to use parchment, even paper is good. Talmud loyim of a kosav lo mikol mokum. Any way of writing to the get, that's good. In came, if so, not Talmud loyim is safer. Why does the pasuk say the cost of law safer creases? Why does it say the word safer, which is mashma only a cloth, only parchment? Loim loch to teach us mas safer, just like parchment. Dover shein beruach hayim. Right now, it's not alive; it has no life to it. V'yein oichel, you can't eat it. Is af kol dover shein beruach hayim? Who are then anything to write a get on has to be it doesn't have life. That's why you can't write it on the back of an animal. V'yein oichel, it can't be something edible. You can't write a get on food. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan Shita? They hold, yes, you could use a get, you could write a get even on an animal. They say like this, Ekosiv Bas Sefer, everyone would have said Bas Sefer could have amrit. Then you have a good diyuk. Bas Sefer means the get can only be written on something like a Sefer. It has to be not a balchai, not food. Habahashta Dichsiv Sefer, now the Torah just says, because of law, Sefer Krisis, doesn't say because of law, Bas Sefer, in the Sefer. But just says, because of law, Sefer Krisis, we say, know what the word sefer means? L'sviras dvarim ba'amud yosam. It just means to say, inside the get, you have to write out exactly what you're doing. You have to say, with this piece of paper, I want to give you a get, I want to get rid of you, that you should be mutter to anybody else. That's all the Torah means. The Torah doesn't mean to say, sefer means the way, it has to on what it has to be written. There's no halacha on what has to be written. It can be written on anything, even on the back of an animal. The Torah sefer just means what has to be written inside, sviras dvarim. Speak out exactly what's going on. All right, we'll stop here.